In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Today, as we celebrate, it's the obviously Friday in Passion Week, and consequently, the Church gives to us this feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, a feast that we celebrate on the 15th of September, the day after the triumph of the cross. But the Church also allows us to celebrate that feast today. So we remember the sorrows of Our Lady, and we recognize that three of them, well, the first couple of them, I should say, happened very early on in our Lord's life. So the prophecy of Simeon that Our Lady's heart would be pierced by a sword, the flight into Egypt as they were trying to kill her child, and of course killed all the babies in Bethlehem. And then when Jesus was 12, and so the seeking for Jesus. Then the last four are all on the last day of our Lord's life. And so the first of those is that when Our Lady met Jesus along the way as he's carrying his cross, and then Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross, then the crucifixion of our blessed Lord and you know, receiving our Lord as he's taken down from the cross, and then the burial of our blessed Lord. And so as we think about that now, as we're in the midst of this time of the Passion, it's to unite ourselves with our Blessed Lady in a special way, to be able to recognize that as our Lord said, she is more blessed because she believed what God said to her, more so than because she is the Mother of God. And in this way, we see that. We have this day that is celebrated for Our Lady, and even when we look at the readings, the first reading from Judith talking about how blessed she is among women, and the Church applying that to our Blessed Lady. And of course, we recognize too in the Gospel that it is Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross. And so it is in this, her absolute love for God, her union with her Son in his suffering, all these things that we are looking at that truly make her the one who is most blessed. So certainly she is blessed because she is the Mother of God, very blessed in her maternity. And yet at the same time, it's rather rare that we actually think about it in those terms. We remember about Our Lady is her fidelity to the Lord right to the very end. That's what we have to look at. Because while none of us obviously can be the Mother of God, each one of us has a choice of whether or not we are going to be faithful to the end. And that's exactly what our Lord has told us, that those who remain faithful to the end will be saved. But it is that point of faithful to the end. We don't know necessarily what that's going to entail in each of our lives. Our Lady certainly had an idea what that was going to require because she knew what was said in the book of the prophet Isaiah. She knew what was said in the Psalms. And yet at the same time, even if you know it, having to go through it is something entirely different. Just like every young woman who conceives her first child knows that this is going to be extremely painful when it comes time to give birth, but she has no clue just exactly what that means until she has to go through it. And so it's the same kind of thing here. Our Lady knew that this was coming, but she would have had no way of being able to know quite exactly what that was going to entail. That exactly the prophecy that was made when Jesus was brought into the temple, that her heart would be pierced by a sword of sorrow. That is exactly what it was, pierced in a way that is so painful that it is hard for a human being even to begin to understand just the fullness of what that means. But that is where we see Our Lady being faithful. That is where we see her being most blessed. So it's easy for us to be able to think of all the wonderful things about our Blessed Lady and the wonderful times and when she was able to see the angel Gabriel and accept that she would be the mother of God and the giving of birth to our Lord and all these wonderful things. It's easy for us to think about that. And we can romanticize it and we can make it all wonderful. We can't romanticize what it's like to be at the foot of the cross. But it's there that we need to be united with her, because this time on earth is a time of suffering. It is a time when we can unite ourselves with our Blessed Lord and consequently with our Blessed Lady. And it is there too that our Lord, as he gives his mother to his beloved disciple, you have to remember, again, in St. John's Gospel, the beloved disciple is you. Certainly it is St. John, but because he never names the beloved disciple, it's because you have to put yourself into that position. You are the beloved disciple, which means if you are going to truly love the Lord, you have to be there at the foot of his cross. And it means that you take our Blessed Lady into your own home, that you take her as your own, because our Lord has entrusted his mother to you. Why would he entrust his mother to you? For the same reason he did with the apostles, because she's a mom. She's going to teach them how to pray. She's going to teach them fidelity to her son. She's going to teach them how to be united with Jesus. Isn't that exactly what each and every one of us needs to learn how to do? We have the one who did it perfectly. Not just as this generic and objective example. Wouldn't it be wonderful to do what she did? If we do what Jesus has asked us to do, we will take Our Lady into our heart. And she is right there guiding us, teaching us, and she is there with us. Again, what a wonderful thing. She's not saying, okay, guys, here's what you do, go out and do it. Now, first of all, she's already done it, but then she continues to do it within us. And so while we can look at the wonderful parts, she is the mother of the Father, she is the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So the three persons of the Trinity dwell within your heart, and Our Lady is right there, united with them. And you can't separate the heart of Mary from the heart of Jesus, so therefore the two hearts are right there inside of you, loving one another. So just as Our Lady is caught up in the love of the Trinity, you too are invited into that. As the two hearts are loving one another inside of you, you are invited into that. That's the wonderful part, and that's really nice to think about. Just as Our Lady is faithful to Jesus at the foot of his cross, you are invited into that. And you have your own cross. Each one of us does. We do everything in our power to escape it. The reality is we can't. As I keep pointing out, God's got an infinite imagination and an infinite sense of humor. And so if we find a way around our cross, he just gives us a different one. We're not going to get rid of it, because our Lord didn't, and neither did our Blessed Lady. And so she is right there with you. Now, as always, the question, are we right there with her? Are we uniting ourselves with her as she's uniting herself with the suffering of her son so that we can be united with him? Are we accepting the cross as she did? Those are the things that we need to be looking at now as we go now into Holy Week. So as we think about the Passion time and now becoming more focused in Holy Week, that's why the Church gives us this feast day, on this day, to be able to say, look at what Our Lady has done, but look at the fact that she has been entrusted to you, and you to her. And so now unite yourself with her. Go through Holy Week with our Blessed Lady. Be united with her Son in that way, because that's what's going on inside of you. Just as many of us are not aware of the indwelling of the Trinity and the love of the three persons and Our Lady being caught in that, and we're not aware of the love of the two hearts going on, neither are we aware that what happened on the cross is happening right there within us. And Our Lady is right there. And as a mom, she's calling you. She's calling you to unite yourself with her. She's calling you to do what Jesus did from the cross. He gave her to you and He gave you to her. Go to her. Be united with her. God's not saying, come to the foot of my cross and just be there by yourself. Our Lady's there with you. So you can be there with her. And you can go through this Holy Week with our Blessed Lady, experiencing all these things, yes, on one hand from the outside because it's happening to our Lord, and yet from a mother's perspective, it's happening to her. As her son goes through this, it's her heart that's being pierced. And so we can be united with her at the foot of the cross with our hearts open, willing to accept whatever it is that God will send. And ultimately, from that, being able to accept the cross that God has laid on our shoulders, to be at peace with that, even to rejoice in that. Because united with Our Lady, who is united with our Lord, this will work to our greater benefit, to growing in holiness and giving greater glory to God.